WCV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. On a day when the government reported the U.S. economy expanded a better than expected 0.3% in the fourth quarter of 2023, a top administration official was talking.
In an exclusive interview with ABC News' Elizabeth Schulze, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen touting the growing economy.
But no reason right now why there would be a recession this year.
There's no obvious reason why there would be.
The strong growth, driven largely by consumer spending, accounting for roughly two-thirds of U.S. economic activity.
ABC's Jay O'Brien. A court in Moscow extended Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich's pretrial detention until the end of March. He's charged with spying, charges denied by Gershkovich and the Wall Street Journal. Shocker, down under, Italian Jannik Sinner beat Novak Djokovic in four sets to reach the final of the Australian Open, ending the Serbs' 10-time unbeaten streak in the semis at Melbourne Park. This is ABC News. Calls for an international investigation after this week's shootdown of a Russian military transport plane carrying what the Russians say were Ukrainian prisoners of war. Kyiv has not confirmed or denied any involvement. It does accuse Moscow of continued lies surrounding the war. Daryl Blocker, ex-CIA and an ABC News contributor.
With time, all falsities can be uncovered. And I think this is either a tragic mistake or certainly someone made an even bigger mistake by shooting down innocent people.
Ukraine questions whether those on the plane were being used as human shields as Russia moved weapons into Ukraine. Researchers at Kenya's Ol Pejeta Conservancy impregnated a southern white rhinoceros in vitro with an embryo from a nearly extinct northern white rhino. If it works, it might later make it possible to save the northern whites from extinction. There are only two known to be in existence. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold. 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
The Todd Alba Show.
Luke Mathers, it's time for Tuesday Tangents with Lukester.
Everybody announced yesterday, schools are closed tomorrow. I feel like a boomer almost here, Todd. Where I'm like, back in my day, we never got a snow day in advance.
I remember sitting patiently, like cross-legged in front of the television set, just waiting for the little ticker to scroll by. And if you missed it alphabetically, you had to sit there even longer.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Outgoing Milwaukee County District Attorney John Chisholm. The way I joke about it is I'm probably not doing my job right if somebody's not ticked off at me most of the time.
The only way you can do it is if you have that steadfast commitment to doing justice. That tension's built into it, and that's quite frankly what makes the job just so phenomenal and exciting and fun.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Weeknights at 6 p.m.
on your local...
Hey, this is Aaron from the Todd Alba Show. On Friday, Todd continues his winter tour around Wisconsin, and we are joined by Peter Rapine of E-Bombs World. Join us noon to 2.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio. Refreshed.
It is going to be cloudy and foggy with scattered rain, a little freezing rain, and some freezing drizzle possible today. Our high right around 35 this afternoon. The wind will be north at 5 to 10. Tonight, a little light rain or snow or some freezing drizzle. More fog with a low of 32. Tomorrow will be cloudy with a high of 37. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
The Todd Alba Show.
Matt Flynn, thanks for joining us. As an attorney who's been in a lot of courtrooms, Trump may insist on giving part of his closing oral arguments on this case. I'm not sure if you ever saw the ABC series Boston Legal with William Shatner as Denny Crane. We're approaching Denny Crane territory here.
It's flat out crazy. It's like taking out your own appendix with a Bowie knife and you have no anesthesia. You don't know what the hell you're doing.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your hometown radio. Refreshed.
keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. From I-43 to I-41, this is the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Over the Line, mornings from 6 to 10, The Zone.
If Old MacDonald was real and actually had a farm, she'd talk about it. This is the Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
That is exactly what we do. Welcome in on a Friday. Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke. So glad to greet you. I'll tell you what, no weather advisories specifically for our listening area to start us off on a Friday morning, but you're still going to want to exercise care out there. We're picking up rain around a lot of the state. Rain on top of that existing snowpack can make for a slippery surface, so take it easy out there. And visibility is still a little on the foggy side, just no weather advisories as of right now from the National Weather Service. Today, we are going to continue to see rain at least through the morning hours. Could pick up around a quarter of an inch. 36 is our expected high today with light winds. Tomorrow, dry, cloudy, and 37. Sunday, dry, cloudy, and 34. Then Monday, we start a little bit of a warm-up again as far as temperatures are concerned. Monday's highs 38, Tuesday 36, Wednesday 36, then on Thursday 40 degrees. By the time we get to the end of next week, we should be in the mid-40s. Stu Muck, our ag meteorologist, will give us his version of the weather forecast. That's on the way. It's a Friday. We want to visit with another one of our century sesquicentennial farm celebrants across the state. This morning, we're headed up towards Thorpe and focused in on what's happening with crop insurance and making sure you've got a risk management plan in place for 2024. That's all under the umbrella. Come on in.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
You may know Rural Mutual Insurance as the number one farm insurer, but did you know they also offer competitive home, auto, business, and life insurance? They make it convenient to bundle your insurance while saving you time and money. Visit ruralmutual.com to learn more.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
The fabulous Farm Bay Pam Yonke will be broadcasting live from the Wisconsin Corn Soy Expo on Thursday, February 1st with the DeLong Company. Stop by booth 421 and 423 to learn about the DeLong Company's new crop insurance division. As an independent agency, their crop insurance team has decades of experience and are able to find the right coverage for your fields. Stop by 421 and 423 at Corn Soy Expo or visit DelcoCropInsurance.com. What do you refuel your bodies with after a workout? Maybe water or Gatorade? Well, students at the Keele High School refuel with chocolate milk. I'm Charity Seebecker from the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison. And Emmy Newberg, the Keele agriculture teacher and FFA advisor, has partnered with local dairy farms to supply every student involved with after-school curriculars chocolate milk through their Chocolate Milk Initiative program. She says this project took about a year to make possible.
Our Chocolate Milk Initiative is a program that gives students that are involved in extracurricular activities a chance to refuel their body with chocolate milk after their event. Any extracurricular activities are involved, so it can be basketball, lifting weights, wrestling, musical or play practice, anything like that. All of those students get the opportunity to refuel their bodies using chocolate milk.
How did this idea really come about? What was maybe the need behind why you guys created this? Did something happen or just kind of an idea spark? Take me through that thought process of getting to start this now, this initiative.
One of the dairymen that is actually our big sponsor on this, they heard about this idea happening at another high school nearby. They then passed that idea along to one of our school board members, who's also a dairyman, that passed it along to myself, our FFA alumni and supporters, and the athletic director. So it took us probably a year to get this going. I think we learned about it last fall, but I didn't want to take that out of my first year teaching because that was a little bit too much for me. But I'm glad we got it started in my second year. I guess the real need is to educate, you know, the public or students or whoever in any instance, to educate them about agriculture, more specifically dairy. So when this idea was brought up, I was immediately intrigued and wanted to do it.
How do you select the dairy sponsors for each month? Is there a certain criteria that you use to consider in those selections? Or what is the process of being able to have them sponsor and then recognize them?
When we really started working towards this, Julie from Soaring Eagle, she's the one who actually brought it to our attention. So she took the initiative on writing sponsor letters. So she kind of just wrote up a letter from her, myself, and then our athletic director, Steve Walsh. And she sent it to dairies in our Keel area school district, basically explaining the benefits and the importance of this program. We figured out a rough monthly cost to sponsor this program. So those dairies then sent in a check to the Keel FFA alumni. And right now we have 7 dairy farms who have contributed, and we have, you know, enough money or funds in that account to just continue sponsoring milk, at least throughout the end of the school year and going into next year. So we've had several local dairies that have sent in money to sponsor a month. Those dairies include Soaring Eagle Dairy, Drake Dairy, Beezy's, Fitz Pine, and so, so many more.
So speaking of that maybe cost, can you give us a rough estimate of what it actually is taking to be able to put this on? What kind of an impact these dairy sponsors are really having?
We have each dairy sponsor roughly $500 a month or what they can afford that month. So we've had dairies send in anywhere from 200 up to 1,000.
How do you involve students in this process? Maybe that's from helping choose those sponsors or reaching out to them, understanding the importance of dairy products in their diet. Really take me through how you're involving them or even just educating them on the nutritional benefits of chocolate milk and why chocolate milk in the first place.
Our cooler is being stocked every week by my FFA members, one or two of them usually in the morning on a Monday. This week it was a Tuesday because of the cold. They will go up to the kitchen and grab the milk and then go unlock the cooler. And, you know, if there's any stuff from last week that's not expired, they'll bring it to the front and restock the back. But that's the FFA members' job. Each month we change out our sponsor dairy poster. So it's kind of me just putting their logo on a poster so students recognize where that milk is coming from, like who's funding it. So for January, it's Soaring Eagle Dairy because they were the first donation we received. On the cooler, I also have a fast facts about how chocolate milk helps replenish nutrients after a workout. So students in any after school activities can participate, sports, a workout, and then they can all enjoy chocolate milk. The nutritional benefits of chocolate milk, there's a number of them. It has a high water content, so it helps hydrate you after a workout. There are more carbs and proteins in milk rather than sports drinks, so it helps replenish tired muscles quicker. And milk is also considered one of America's top-rated food sources of calcium, vitamin D, and potassium.
And you mentioned that these sponsors are helping to be able to get that milk, but where exactly is that milk coming from? Or can you describe the relationship to be able to get that?
We do roughly 200 cartons a week. So we actually have the kitchen staff add that or separate order it for us. So it comes through Kemmer Milk Supply, which is where we get our milk for the school from. And basically they'll store it for us until we're ready to restock the cooler. And then they're going to be invoicing the Keel FFA alumni because they are the ones collecting the money. So then that's kind of how that relationship works.
What are some of the educational benefits or objectives tied into this initiative beyond providing that chocolate milk? You mentioned why chocolate milk is important, but how does this really tie into agricultural education in your classes?
I believe that educating those around us, so in my case, students, about the benefits of all egg products, but especially dairy products, will help the egg industry as a whole. I know in recent years, the dairy industry has had some negatives around it, but I think the disconnect between farmers and the public is just a lack of education that the public has about dairies. So normal people don't know what actually goes on a dairy farm. They have no idea how much their dairymen love and care for their animals and even the planet, and they only choose to see what the media shows. So I think that educating my students about egg and dairy products will only help them become better, more informed consumers into their adult life.
What feedback have you received so far from students or maybe even the public?
So feedback has been great so far. In the first week, you know, not knowing how much we would go through, we ordered 200 cartons. By the end of that week, there were less than 20 cartons remaining. And that wasn't even a full week of school. That was only 4 days. So kids are really excited about it and using it properly. I actually heard that the swim team was super excited about like the chocolate milk, especially when I go down and unlock it. Like, I've gotten great feedback about that. The fitness center workers like the idea, and they've helped by locking the cooler after hours. From the public, we have heard that they are very much in support as well as love the idea. They believe it's a great opportunity for our kids as well to benefit and love the community support, as there's no cost to the students at all.
Can you tell me a little bit about the sponsors or those that really help make this possible?
Yeah, we have a number of sponsors. Our Kiel FFA alumni collect donations from the local dairies, and then they'll also be, you know, reimbursing the kitchen here at the high school. The donations from the dairies help us fund the milk that goes into the cooler. The cooler was purchased by the Kiel High School Athletic Department, and the Kiel FFA helps manage the cooler, like stocking and unlocking it.
You mentioned that there's a sponsor basically up until the end of the school year. But what are the steps for after that? Are you guys working on getting sponsors for maybe during the summer for any of that summer programming for education, or looking to grow the amount of chocolate milk you're able to give? Or when is that future look for even next year for you guys?
I think as of right now, no surrounding schools have this program going on. So, and I've had really good feedback from even dairies that I've worked with in the past and worked on, that they would even be willing to sponsor a month. So I think after this year, it's going beyond maybe the Kiel School District. You know, we only reached out to those dairies in our district because it is something that is only happening at this high school right now. My hope is, you know, that other high schools would like to follow suit. But looking at summer months, I hadn't even considered it, but that's a conversation that I need to have with our athletic director and our kitchen department. But I would love to be able to sponsor milk for all of those students that are here during the summer, either doing, you know, our summer school play or doing summer sports or football camps or band camps or whatever they do in summer here.
Roughly how many students do you know are taking advantage of this, or just how many are you impacting? But then also, this is just in the high school. So are there plans to maybe move it into middle school or elementary school opportunities at all?
I know that right now, at this very moment, we have the basketball team, which is a number of kids. We have the wrestling team, and we have a fairly big wrestling team. I guess both basketball teams, and anybody who works out in the fitness center. So I guess there's a lot of kids involved in winter sports, but I know there's probably even more involved in spring sports. So I guess in spring, if we seem to be running low on milk after a certain number of days, we might have to consider ordering more. As far as the middle school goes, I think we're just kind of going to run it for a year at the high school and maybe see where that gets us and how the response has been. And then we could think about putting a cooler down in the middle school as well.
That was Emmy Newberg, the Kiel Agriculture Teacher and FFA Advisor. Chocolate milk has the perfect combination of carbohydrates and protein, which helps build lean muscles. Those, combined with its electrolytes, provide the perfect recovery drink. So the next time you're looking to refuel yourself, try some chocolate milk. From the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison, I'm Charity Seebecker.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
The For the Love of Democracy Tour 2024 continues. Crudy lands in Las Vegas for the Nevada presidential primary, a competing GOP caucus, and all the build-up to Super Bowl 58. Tune in for special events broadcast live from the Vegas Strip. From Nevada primary Tuesday, February 6th through Super Bowl Friday, Crudy brings on the ground coverage from a swing state that helped Joe Biden win the presidency.
Viva Las Vegas!
The Todd Alba Show.
The immigration challenge in this country, as Jorge Ramos, the great author, likes to say, you can build as many and high walls and deep walls as you possibly want. But until you start addressing the problem within countries, people will keep coming. For all of our faults, people still look at America as that shining city on a hill and want to come here, and I believe that makes us stronger.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning.
And the talk of Green Bay all day long.
1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Have a dense fog advisory in effect, per se. It's still foggy out there. And with the rain that came down, if there's any of that packed snow that remains from earlier this week, that's a slick surface to deal with if you're driving in rural countryside roads.
Yeah, slick and slushy, Pam. I do have a dense fog advisory for the entire western, call it third of Wisconsin, not in your Madison area, but Mauston areas west and north and down in the southwest part of the state, the dense fog advisory until 10 this morning. I was up further north and west yesterday in the Waupaca County area. I saw the tile plow just leaving the field. They'd put some tile in.
Oh,
here
wow.
It is. Almost the end of January.
Wow. Maybe the sandy soil helped them up there, but it's a telling sign, and hopefully the moisture is going in the ground, eh?
Yeah, I sure hope so, and we've had a little bit of that around as well. I'm looking at a couple of rainfall reports that have come in this morning. La Crosse at 1,200ths of an inch, Mauston at 2/10. I see Iola in Waupaca County at 1/4, and Rudolph in Portage County, northwest of Stevens Point, 4,700ths of an inch. The rain's not that widespread. Low pressure over northern Ohio now is going to pull away from Wisconsin, but there's some rain in the east central and northeast parts of the state, rain in the southwest and western part of Wisconsin as well, up into the La Crosse and Mauston area, maybe even a little patchy freezing drizzle mixing in there. Those temperatures right at freezing or above, but a foggy start and rain still in the picture for today and tonight, and we could add up another 1/10 of an inch or more in most locations, and then we start to dry it a little bit, at least for the weekend. I'll have forecast details right after this.
What does supporting rural communities look like? At Compeer Financial, we believe it starts with giving back. That's why we are here, with grants that invest in the communities we serve to help beginning farmers, fund agricultural education, support first responders, stimulate economic growth, and partner with causes that matter to our clients. Visit Compeer.com to learn more. Compeer Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2023, all rights reserved.
TH Agrochemicals has more than 40 years of experience of their family helping your family find the best agriculture chemicals and fertilizers at the most economical prices. As an independent dealer and distributor, TH Agrochemicals has a diverse line of agriculture chemicals available without breaking the bank. Be sure to visit their booth at the Corn Soy Expo at booth 303 or visit thagrochemicals.com. TH Agrochemicals, good people to grow with.
You know, looking at next week's weather, at least it looks like it shouldn't stop people from Ag Day at the Capitol on Wednesday or Corn Soy Expo Thursday and Friday next week, huh?
No, it shouldn't really slow us down. A couple of the small precipitation chances next week, but that above normal temperature pattern is expected. There's a big bullseye right over Wisconsin, Minnesota, Iowa, Illinois, right on through about the 3rd of February with above normal temperatures in the forecast. The Compeer Financial Ag Weather Forecast does include that fog, the dense fog advisory in western Wisconsin, and on the Lake Michigan shore, right on the shore, I expect cloudy skies, fog, some rain today, another 1/10 of an inch or two possible. Temps in the mid and upper 30s with the north winds at 5. That rain could end later tonight. Still clouds, some fog around. Lower 30s, 33, maybe a 32 to make it frosty. Northwest winds at 5. A little morning fog and a cloudy Saturday. Mid 30s, about the same Sunday. Call it mostly cloudy. The sun may try and break out a bit, but mid 30s again on Sunday, Pam. And Monday night, maybe a small rain chance tries to sneak in.
All right. We'll manage through until then. Thanks, Stu. Have a good weekend. We'll catch up with you Monday.
All right. See you then.
Stu Mucker, Ag Meteorologist, with your Compeer Financial Ag Weather Update. Remember, Compeer Financial is your financial partner committed to agriculture and rural America. Visit Compeer.com. Talking with one of their officers,
Glenn Wachter is a crop production specialist with Compure Financial, and it's getting to be that time of the year when we're going to have to make some decisions on crop insurance, ARC, PLC. What are you going to do? And boy, looking at the margins, it is a stressful time for anybody that's in the corn bean business. We're going to talk it through with Glenn Wachter, and I remind you, a lot of information about ARC, PLC, and your choices online with our podcast at MidwestFarmReport.com.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed by 10. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 8 to 10, on the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM, WGBW.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Mino and the Mayor.
I've always been a big Rod Stewart fan.
Love him.
First song I ever made out to was Maggie May.
Did you see him?
You know what I remember? I had a runny nose. I was a freshman in high school. We were going to a basketball game.
John, I think that's enough.
First date, going with this other couple. The guy had a pickup truck. We rode the back. And I know my nose rubbed against her cheek. And I'm thinking, I wonder if I need to wipe that out.
God. I used to like Rod Stewart.
I love Rod Stewart. Yeah.
Weekday mornings from 6 until 8. On the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. And Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
And on the Civic Media app.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. On a day when the government reported the U.S. economy expanded a better than expected 0.3% in the fourth quarter of 2023, a top administration official was talking.
In an exclusive interview with ABC News' Elizabeth Schulze, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen touting the growing economy.
But no reason right now why there would be a recession this
year. There's no obvious reason why there would be.
The strong growth, driven largely by consumer spending, accounting for roughly two-thirds of U.S. economic activity.
ABC's Jay O'Brien. A court in Moscow extended Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich's pretrial detention until the end of March. He's charged with spying, charges denied by Gershkovich and the Wall Street Journal. Shocker, down under, Italian Jannik Sinner beat Novak Djokovic in four sets to reach the final of the Australian Open, ending the Serbs' 10-time unbeaten streak in the semis at Melbourne Park. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehow. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden was in Wisconsin Thursday pledging $1 billion to replace Superior's critical but aging John Blatnik Bridge to Duluth, where he noted the U.S. infrastructure has fallen to number 13 in the world.
How in God's name can we have the strongest economy in the world if we don't have the strongest and best infrastructure in the world? It's not possible. So we're determined to turn that around. We were determined to turn that around in a big way.
It's part of the trillion-dollar bipartisan infrastructure law that's paying for road and bridge repairs nationwide. Wisconsin's projected budget surplus is getting smaller, $3.25 billion now, instead of the previously forecasted $4 billion. The Legislative Fiscal Bureau says it's due to a drop in projected growth in tax collections and the deal for more money for the universities of Wisconsin. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
The Bucks host Cleveland. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks host the Cavaliers. They beat them Wednesday 126-116. Last week, Cavaliers beat the Bucks by 40 points in a blowout. What was the difference this week? Damian Lillard.
I just thought we were sharper to start the game. And defensively, we didn't just allow guys to run around free and be comfortable getting to spots and get comfortable shots. I thought we were present. We were physical. Our coverages, we were much sharper than we had been in the last game.
Lillard and Giannis Antetokounmpo both nominated to represent the team as starters in next month's NBA All-Star game. College hoops, Wisconsin against Michigan State tonight. Number 14th ranked Marquette hosts Seton Hall tomorrow at noon. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers have a new safeties coach. Alex Grinch will take over for Colin Hitchler, who left for Alabama. Grinch was the defensive coordinator for the USC Trojans. With sports, I'm Mike Clement.
Hey, this is Aaron from the Todd Albaugh Show. On Friday, Todd continues his winter tour around Wisconsin, and we are joined by Peter Rabine of E-Bombs World. Join us noon to 2.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
It is going to be cloudy and foggy with scattered rain, a little freezing rain, and some freezing drizzle possible today. Our high right around 35 this afternoon. The wind will be north at 5 to 10. Tonight, a little light rain or snow or some freezing drizzle, more fog with a low of 32. Tomorrow will be cloudy with a high of 37. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
There are 1,000 ways to say it.
Nope. Knock it off. Shut it down. Dream on. No dice. Give it a rest, not a chance.
Or just
all text. You focus on the road.
As a passenger, you have the power to prevent an accident. There are 1,000 ways to stop a distracted driver. Choose one.
A message from CTIA.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder, metamorphosis, loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Earl Ingram.
Sandy, people are talking about influencers. I don't see too many septuagenarians or octogenarian influencers.
They're alive.
We're trying. Radio shows like this are our efforts to be influencers, I suppose.
Yeah.
I
mean, we can possibly be influencers.
Well, maybe. I don't
know. Calvin's laughing.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group Wisconsin Breaking News today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station, the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Even Republicans know what they don't like, Vivek.
As of this moment, we are going to suspend this presidential campaign.
Oh, this is like the Captain Kirk of goodbye speeches. I must leave the race
there
now.
Is no path to victory.
There is no path for
the Devil's Advocates radio show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local. your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW.
The older retreads, what would say you to maybe bring in like an experienced guy? I don't know, Rex Ryan was a name being thrown around out there.
I've said this for any walk of life that I'm part of. I could care less if a guy is 30 or 70. I could care less.
Spreading farm information and occasionally manure. This is the Farm Report with Pam Yockey.
Well, you don't want to be doing that on days like this. We're going to see rain for a good chunk of this morning, up to a quarter of an inch. 36 are expected high tomorrow. Cloudy skies, 37. Sunday, cloudy skies and 34 degrees. Pam Yockey, glad that you're along with us on this, the 26th day of January. What can I tell you? Let's see. On this day, back in 1905, the world's largest diamond was found in South Africa. More than 3,000 carats in size, estimated value $2 billion. On this day in 1998, then-President Bill Clinton denied having any sexual relations with that woman, Miss Lewinsky. Later in 1998, he would admit to having had an improper physical relationship with Lewinsky. That happened on this day back in 1998. Happy birthday to actress Ellen DeGeneres. She's 66. Wayne Gretzky, the hockey great, celebrating his birthday. And Mr. Baseball, our own Bob Uecker, celebrating his birthday today as well. And now you know. It's a Friday. We want to recognize another one of our hardworking farm families out there that's kept their farm and home in the family for 100 or 150 years.
One farm being recognized is the Tiemann Family Farm. The farm is located outside of Thorpe in Clark County. 97-year-old Arlene Tiemann shares the story of her family's century farm.
It was 1910, and my grandpa, how much did he pay for it then? $1,440.
And what is the name of the farm?
It was just the Tiemann Farm.
And where is the farm located?
In Clark County, Wisconsin, in the town of Butler.
And where is the town of Butler, roughly?
It would be south of Thorpe. It's about 10 and a half miles south of Thorpe.
And how many generations have been on the farm?
I think it's 4 generations now. Since my son is there, it'll be 4 generations.
And how has the size or type of the farm changed over the years since it first began in 1910?
It started as like a dairy farm, and my grandpa had some cows and stuff there. But then now, since my son has it, he has beef cattle, organic. He doesn't have too many now. He used to have only about 20 of them. He's kind of got out of that.
What are some of the big technology changes that happened on the farm since it first began in 1910? Was there anything really significant that you can remember from your years on the farm?
I was born in the farmhouse there. April 30th, 1926. And then I moved up, and my dad, at that time, he was working for my grandpa. And then he bought some land, and he moved up across the road in about, not even a quarter of a mile up there. He had bought some land, so that he started farming there. So I really didn't live on that farm very long. I think I was only about a year and a half or a year old when I moved across the road. At that time, my grandpa did everything with horses. They were called June and Florrie. He used those horses for as many years as I remember, and they had little ones. I'm trying to think how he ever got a mare horse. They had only mares. I don't know if he ever got a horse to make colts. I don't remember ever having it. Then one was struck by lightning under a tree. Then she had the colt. We had to end up feeding it with a granite dish pan. I think my grandma used to make some kind of oatmeal or some feed and milk, and it would come to the fence, and we'd hold the thing out for the colt to eat. And even after it was so bigger, if she saw us come to the fence with that bowl, she'd come over and want to eat.
Arlene Tiemann shares the incredible history of the Tiemann Family Farm in Clark County. The Century and Sesquicentennial Farm Program originated as part of Wisconsin's Centennial Celebration in 1948. Each year, about 100 properties are honored. You can listen to some of these stories at MidwestFarmReport.com. These stories are brought to you courtesy of Compere Financial. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Nate Zimdars.
Are rising utility bills putting a strain on your farm's bottom line?
Focus on Energy can identify energy efficiency upgrades designed to help you save for years to come.
Kickstart a more energy efficient future for your farm. Call 800-762-7077 or visit focusonenergy.com/agribusiness to learn more.
That's focusonenergy.com/agribusiness. Focus on Energy, supporting Wisconsin's farmers since 2001.
The fabulous Farm Bay Pam Yonke will be broadcasting live from the Wisconsin Corn Soy Expo on Thursday, February 1st with the DeLong Company. Stop by booth 421 and 423 to learn about the DeLong Company's new crop insurance division. As an independent agency, their crop insurance team has decades of experience and are able to find the right coverage for your fields. Stop by 421 and 423 at Corn Soy Expo or visit DelcoCropInsurance.com.
Yowza, next week's going to be busy for a lot of folks in Wisconsin agriculture. On Wednesday, it's Ag Day at the Capitol. We'll see you at the Monona Terrace Convention Center. Then Thursday and Friday of next week, the big Wisconsin Corn Soy Expo. I'll be up there broadcasting and moderating panels. I really encourage you to make your plans to be a part of it. And I also want to commend my team. We are so busy covering these events for you, and I want to make sure that you don't miss any information you're looking for. Please take a look at our podcast on MidwestFarmReport.com. You can listen to what's going on with Proposition 12 and how it's become a tricky issue for Wisconsin pork producers. We're also talking about what's going on ARC or PLC from a Wisconsin perspective. So all the conferences that we're covering, all the great folks we get a chance to visit with, we share with you at MidwestFarmReport.com, including a conversation I had about this weekend's Wisconsin Bison Convention happening in Green Bay. I'm going to head that direction this afternoon. In overnight electronic trade this morning, March corn right now is down 3. December new crop down 2 at 478.5. March beans are down 4. November new crop down 3.5 at 1192. The July wheat, that's down 6 right now at 621. As far as dairy was concerned yesterday, barrel cheese dropped a penny and 3/4 to 144. 40-pound black cheese was up 2 1/4 at 152 1/4. And a big day for AA butter. That was up 11 at 268 3/4 per pound. The Class 3 fluid milk for February, up 3 right now at 1589. The March Class 3 milk is up a nickel at 1620. But beware, like I said, even the Dow Jones Industrial Average right now is currently down 70 points.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
Where the fans own the team. This is the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things. Like by a world-class German blade factory. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try soon. Harry's is available online and in-store at a retailer near you. Get a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/quality. That's harrys.com/quality. Or check us out at your local Costco for a price you can't find anywhere else. Just look for the Chrome Razor with 13 blade refills at your local Costco. You can't miss it. Exclusive to Costco members.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed by 10. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 8 to 10 on the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM, WGBW.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. From I-43 to I-41, this is the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW.
On what's going on with your crops. As always, I'll remind you that all of the information you're looking for, including the local office near you, online at compeer.com. Joining us today is Glenn Wachter. Glenn is a financial officer at Compeer Financial, and his special area of emphasis is working on commercial crop production, and that's where we're going to kind of winnow in our conversations today. Glenn, let's first start off with something that really anybody in the crop production area is focused on, and that's what's going on right now in South America. They've been a tough one to gauge for a lot of different regions, and primarily just because it is such a big country. How are you kind of keeping an eye on what's going on with South American weather and their production situation?
Right, that is one of the things that we watch, and it is great to be with you, Pam. It's just fantastic to hear your voice again. And I am watching South America very closely. This time of year, that is our second crop, and they produce more soybeans than we do when you consider Argentina and Brazil combined. Really a different story this year than what we saw last year, with Argentina having a really big crop and almost twice the crop as what they had last year. Last year, you remember, Pam, they had a really severe drought in Argentina. So that country actually looks good this year. But if you move across a little bit to the east, Brazil, especially the major production areas in Brazil, are having their challenges. A lot like the U.S., it really acts in two different ways when there is an El Nino or a La Nina. And, of course, we flipped into an El Nino, and that means Brazil can have some challenges, and they certainly are this year. Mm-hmm. With a really big crop that started out being projected, and it seems to be shrinking where, of course, it's just like this country where the private estimates get smaller than what the official USDA or CONAB says about the crop. And some of the guesses are in the 140 million metric ton, even lower than that. So they are forecasting a little weakness down in South America. And that's probably held up the soybeans even a little bit here, held up the price, especially through the end of the year. And now in January, we've seen a little weakness as they've gotten some rain. So it is something that we're keeping our eye on, Pam.
Yeah, well, and we have to help people understand that whatever is going on in South America impacts us. Even to this day, we usually are catching some late season business on the export scene right now, Glenn, depending on what's going on with South America. Everybody had their daylight scared out of them with the latest World Ag Supply Demand Report. Are we still seeing any trickle through business because South America might be going through phases of harvest? Or what's going on in the export scene that we do need to be aware of?
Yeah, our major export season is when our crop year is done, and our exports really ramp up until this South American crop comes in. So this period has been a really crucial time period for our exports. And just as you mentioned, we're squeezing in exports now as the major importing countries look at that crop. They make it a little nervous and really look to the U.S. to secure some exports. The U.S. has new crush facilities coming online. We have renewable diesel. So there is some demand within our own country on the soybeans. And other countries might look to really get those imports secured before that crop deteriorates anymore in South America. So there is those dynamics. We're watching that. And we'll really see, have a better idea March 31st when that prospective plantings report from the USDA comes out. It'll be all about those acres that we intend to plant in the U.S. to see how many acres of soybeans and how many acres of corn that we intend to plant. That's March 31st.
Glenn Wachter is along with us. He's one of the financial officers with Compere Financial. His area of emphasis is commercial crop production and obviously marketing that crop. Hey, Glenn, I want to talk also about what's going on around the globe. A lot of conversations lately about how a lot of our freight, a lot of our shipping has been diverted out of the Red Sea. Got to go a long ways around to try to deliver that product. Is that impacting our markets at all? Have you seen any fluctuations, anything that's notable as far as business right now? And maybe a nervous stomach that the world has with Israel, Russia, et cetera, that's ongoing.
Yeah, you and me both. It makes us all nervous. And as he mentioned, it makes the shippers nervous too. So even if the grain is not directly going through the Red Sea, and remember, this hemisphere, we have our problems too with the Panama Canal being lower water levels than normal, and insurance rates on ships, I'm sure, are like every other insurance product. They go up in times of turmoil. So we're having higher expenses across the board just to move product around the globe. And several of the economists have just predicted we might see a little bit of the inflation creep up again because of this transportation cost and the related expenses that go with it. So no easy task moving all that product across the world and having that risk, as you mentioned, that geopolitical risk. It certainly is a different world that we're living in these days.
Boy, I'll say, and that's right here at home as well. You talk about the uncertainty of 2024. Let's talk about it, Glenn. What are you hearing from producers? What are you hearing from your other lenders within Compere Financial? Right now, 2024 is really tough to pencil out for corn and soybean growers. Give me a little insight into what you folks are discussing.
Right. A lot of grain in the bin is what we're talking about. People have high inventories from last year where we didn't have a lot of excess precipitation really anywhere across the country. That made it a little difficult to market the grain. Even with grain insurance products, still gets a little hard, and I understand it completely. It gets a little hard to forward contract large amounts of your grain. So we do have good inventories. Thankfully, a lot of people had good crops, and we're talking about what to do with those. And really, that breaks down into a couple parts. Do you want to sell the carry and get, you know, that extra 15, 20 cents just by locking in prices now for next spring? The other strategy there is to sell the rallies, and that's been pretty slim so far since that USDA report came out on the 12th of the month in January. The rallies haven't been there, but we will get them. They do come, and we'll have to be prepared. So I am encouraging our producers to know their break even, to really see how many bushels that they had in production, what it takes to break even this year, play a little defense. I'm also encouraging the producers to look, see what they may have bought in cash the last year. Maybe we want to do some financing and just be prepared. If we're 40, 50 cents under a break even on corn or a dollar or two on soybeans, maybe we want to really keep our financing up to date, do those term loans, and keep our working capital nice and high. So we go back and really review what the season last year looked like and make sure we're capitalized correctly from a banking standpoint.
Well, and the other thing that is out there are those risk management tools, Glenn, you mentioned about some of the forward contracting, the puts, the calls, crop insurance. All of that is something that every one of those tools is going to have to be analyzed individually on how it's going to be able to help your farm this year.
Absolutely. We have more insurance products than ever before. You know that, all the acronyms out there, the ECO, the FCO, and it'll make your head spin, but they're out there for a purpose, and it's not just to make money for the insurance companies, that's for sure. This is about risk management, and these products can really help you lock in a floor so that you can sell some of the rallies, especially new crop. We're going to have some opportunities there. We'll kill the crop at least once, and we want to be able to really feel good that we've got a floor. And those insurance products can do that. Get that floor in place, and then you can worry about maybe 20 cents higher
40 cents higher and get above those break even so we can make a little bit of money for 24. Wouldn't that be great?
Oh, I agree with you completely. Glenn Wachter's along with us this morning. He is one of the financial officers with Compure Financial, specifically focused in on production of crops. And like he said, folks, so many different risk management products that are out there. Let someone help you make the right decisions. Don't just take a look at last year and say, well, we're going to do that again. 2024 is going to be completely different than the years you've dealt with previously. How do you want to get started? I say go to Compure.com. Not only are there online videos available and different resources that you can tap into on your own, it's also a great place to get connected with your local Compure office as well as those advising specialists just like Glenn. Compure.com. Glenn Wachter along with us from Compure Finance, and I'm Pam Yonke.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke. From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
How men and women transitioning out of the military can become farmers. Today on Farm to Fork. With its increased efficiency and lower fuel costs, ag producers know that propane is better for their bottom line. And now direct payouts can impact your bottom line with the Propane Farm Incentive Program. Participate and you could receive payouts like up to $5,000 for propane irrigation engines and prime power generators, and up to $2,000 for propane building heat systems. Apply today at propane.com/farm incentive. Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to RightSpot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com.
We will get a call. Hey, I'm a veteran and I want to become a farmer. Where do I start? Where do I go?
That's Joe Ricker, a retired Army colonel, founder of At Ease Orchard in Indiana, and president of Veterans in Farming.
What I usually say to veterans when they are getting started, you know, and it's great to be a veteran talking to veterans, right? We have the same language. You know, what do you want to be in 5 years? Everybody's heard that through mentorship and other avenues. Then they look at understanding their market. It's really funny, you know, some veterans come in with a great idea. Good story of a gentleman down in North Carolina who wanted to start a kale farm. And he found out that kale was not as purchased a resource down in the North Carolina or southern states as okra or greens or other things.
Ricker says the group Veterans in Farming works with a number of other veterans organizations and plays no favorites.
It's not about who owns the program. It's really about who do we collaborate with to make veterans more satisfied in their retirements and in their opportunities out there.
Ricker presented during a recent webinar put on by the National AgriBility Program. During the webinar, it was stated that 11% of the farmers in the U.S. are veterans. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You told me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold. 1993 to 1999 and again 2001 to 2003. 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.